She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny, don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Meech.
What up, what up?
What's happening in your life today?
You know, Snoop Dogg tonight.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
I'm just excited for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm excited about it, too. I want to see Warren G.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I met him years ago in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
and it was, like, really one of the greatest moments of my life.
Really?
Yeah, because I really, like, was a huge fan of Warren G when I was, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
younger. Like, well, I'm still a fan, but, I mean, I was, like, a huge fan.
Mm-hmm.
And then I met Too Short in L.A. one time, too,
yep.
and I was really excited to meet him. But mm-hmm. I never met Snoop. Have you met Snoop?
I have never met Snoop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And last time I saw him, he was out here in Hartford, but it was years ago, and it was in a snowstorm.
Mm.
But I traveled through the snowstorm to go see Snoop.
Okay.
Because that man is a legend.
He is.
And he keeps reinventing himself.
Yes.
And I can't wait to see what he does tonight.
The best ever do it.
Yes. Okay.
And Quavo, this guy, he went crazy, Jenny, in Paris. So this guy was throwing punches in a Paris nightclub.
Wait, people in Paris fight? No, yeah, I guess
well,
they do.
With Quavo, he did.
Yeah. I was like, wow, I feel like they're fancy people. They don't fight too much. But anyway,
so I got the video up, hot937.com. He went on the warpath. He walked into a Paris nightclub right after Quavo, and I mean, right after Cardi B and Offset left. I guess Offset was celebrating his big Paris Fashion Week. He was doing, like, fashion shows.
Yeah, did you see Cardi B's outfit, by the way?
Yeah.
She wore a whole mask over her face.
Yep, yep, yep.
And just had her eyes done.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it was, like, hours and hours to put that, like, that whole mask situation together.
That's crazy.
I don't think I could sit there and wear that the whole time. Could
yeah,
you?
That's a lot.
That's really restrictive. Like, what if you're hungry?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And Quavo walked into the nightclub. The security guard didn't know it was Quavo, so he tried to stop him. Quavo became a little angry and decided to put his hands on the security guard.
Why would he fight the security guard?
Exactly.
Like, they're in Paris. They're not in America.
He's just doing his job.
Like, it's going to be okay. Yeah. All right.
And so one of the Les twins, which is one of Beyonce's background dancers,
okay,
tried to intervene and try to say, like, yo, chill. This is Quavo. Like, let him in.
And I'm guessing the security guard's like, I don't care who he is.
No, Quavo put his hands on Beyonce's bodyguard.
What?
In the midst of the whole melee. And then everything stopped. Quavo was still upset, and I guess he ended up seeing another staff member, and he decided to put his hand on a staff member as well.
So he's just beating up everyone.
Just beating up everybody.
He's I would have been
walking
like,
through places.
I would have been okay with catching like one hit to the face just so I could sue him. Like if that was me, but you know, but that's just me.
Yep.
Yeah.
It looked like wrestling. Like he just walked in and just started going crazy.
Off?
I was like Quavo. Like,
can you put up the video? Did you put it up?
I'm gonna put it up.
Hot937.com. I gotta see him like react this way. He's normally such a calm person.
Yeah, Quavo. That was crazy.
All right, so Pop Smoke,
mm-hmm.
He got arrested by federal agents who arrested him for allegedly transporting a stolen Rolls Royce.
Wow.
So he was arrested this morning in New York on a federal charge of interstate transport of a stolen vehicle.
Mm.
It was a 2019 Rolls Royce, okay, from California. So basically, I'm going to break it down to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Law enforcement sources are saying that Pop Smoke actually met with the Rolls Royce owner in November at an L.A. recording studio.
Okay.
And they entered into a verbal agreement for Pop Smoke to use the car in an upcoming music video.
Okay.
So in exchange, he said, listen, I got you for the next show. All right, you're going to be good.
Yep.
So the guy was like, all right, cool, but please return my car the next day after the video was shot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that didn't happen. So the car owner, I guess, reported it stolen.
Yeah.
Okay, in Arizona. Oh, the reason why he got a little reading of where the GPS was. I guess he can track the car.
Yeah.
You know, like rich people stuff. And he was able to see the car was in Arizona.
Mm.
So he reported it stolen in Arizona.
Okay.
So then he sees on Pop Smoke's social media that Pop Smoke now has the car in New York.
Oh, yeah. He's driving around.
Yeah, he's like driving the car all over the United States, it turns out. So today he was actually on his way back from Paris Fashion Week, Pop Smoke.
Yep.
And that's when they caught up with him at the airport and decided to bring him into jail.
Perception will get you.
That's crazy. So he has to be like in court this afternoon.
So he's been driving around this Rolls Royce since November.
Since November. We're in January now. Yes. And it's actually been, you know, traveling through multiple states.
That's kind of gangster.
It kind of is. Like, you know what? I know he said he wanted his Rolls Royce back the next day, but I'm just going to keep it.
Right.
And now he's like on the East Coast. It went from the West Coast. The deal was on the West Coast. The car is now on the East Coast in New York.
And everybody's been looking at his Instagram like, man, this dude's killing
it. He's doing really good.
Thing.
Yeah,
that's stole the car.
Yeah, that was a that's a rented car.